Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Transport's Safe Speeds program is part of a national Road to Zero strategy to reduce deaths and serious injuries on New Zealand roads. In the third phase of the Safe Speeds program, Auckland Transport is proposing reductions to the speed limits on many Auckland roads, including 90% of the roads on Waiheke. For this week's fortnightly chat with Auckland Councillor Pippa Coombe, we discuss the proposed speed limit reductions and how much of an impact they might have on Auckland drivers. I started off by asking what Auckland Transport's proposed changes are and how they might fit into the Safe Speeds program.
Well, it's Auckland Transport has been leading the work on safer speeds, and they're doing it in phases. So there's been phase one that was implemented in 2020. There was a phase two that's been consulted on last year and is going to be implemented this year. And then there's just been consultation closed on another phase, phase three, which was another big tranche of proposals for reducing speeds, including 90% of roads on Waiheke. And we also know from Auckland Transport that they're looking at kind of the program coming up, which will involve another chunk of roads. So we're talking about 40% of roads currently within the speed management program, and then another 40% in the next 3 years.
What is the point of reducing speeds on roads? What is this trying to achieve?
Well, it's a crucial part of Vision Zero, working towards zero deaths and serious injuries on our roads. And the evidence all says that reducing speeds is the cheapest and the most effective way of reducing harm on the roads.
How would these changes likely affect Auckland's drivers, cyclists and pedestrians?
Of course, we can be all of those things in any given day. No one is just one thing in the way that they use the roads. We also use public transport too. And having slower speeds is good for everybody. It improves the efficiency of vehicle travel. It's good for the economy. And most importantly, it's good for communities that are safer. And drivers, you know, it might just shave a few seconds off a commute. It might have to be a little bit slower, but overall it just means that everybody is going to be safer and everyone's going to get home.
When it comes to the efficiency of vehicle travel, how does lower speed limits on the road, so making people travel slower to their destination, how does that improve the efficiency?
Well, I think there's good evidence around this in terms of if you kind of lighter on the pedal, you get more fuel efficiency out of your car. And there's less wear and tear, and there's less pollution as well. It's a factor about why we want safer speeds.
Many Auckland drivers already complain quite a lot about the difficulties of navigating traffic, especially in the centre city, as well as trying to find parking and these sorts of things, which are very time consuming. How would you justify reducing the speeds when people already find driving in Auckland to be such a nightmare?
Well, I always use the example of the places that are the best to drive in the world. Are best for the drivers are places where speeds are safer, where there's more pedestrians, facilities, and where it's great to cycle as well. So to have safer speeds, as well as infrastructure improvements that are focused on people, it's a win-win for everybody, and it will improve traffic flows as well. So I just think that when you hear the complaining about it, it's just a matter of having a look at the evidence and the wins that we'll get out of it.
What is the end goal for these changes? Is the idea to reduce private transport in certain areas, or just to have that private transport but have it be safer and less of a risk of fatalities?
Well, it's all interlinked. We can't just look at safe speeds without looking at how it puts us on a pathway to reducing our emissions, because we know that the nicer and the safer it is to walk and cycle and to take public transport, people will get out of their cars. So we've got to have more and more incentives to reduce car travel. And that's going to be a good option for people who can take that up. a lot of people don't want to have to be reliant 100% on driving. So I don't see it as a matter of kind of forcing people out of their cars. It's about giving them options.
For a lot of people, the reason they might drive to work rather than take a bus or cycle is simply because they don't have the time. How would you say that changes such as lowering the speed limits in certain areas would give people more options when, for these people in their minds, it might make them feel like they have just kind of reduced options because they can no longer save time by driving?
Yeah, well, most of the safe speeds will only kind of reduce commute times by like seconds and minutes. So it's not going to have a big impact. And what is really causing congestion and slowing up speeds at the moment is the traffic. So the more that we can put in measures that will encourage people not to drive will make it better for drivers, and we will, you know, we'll see improved efficiency of our network with safer speeds combined with a whole lot of other tools that we've got. It's not just this isn't just the focus.
What are the other tools that are at play when it comes to reducing fatalities or injuries on the roads? And are lower speeds a temporary measure, or are they a partial measure, or is this the kind of main way of addressing danger?
Well, we know that to encourage people to cycle, they need safe infrastructure, and that will increase and encourage people to get on their bikes if there is a cycleway. But of course, we can't put cycleways on all of our roads. That would just be really expensive. So to have neighbourhoods that have slower speeds, that makes it safer for everybody who are on bikes, but also, you know, want to just walk around. So we have to do those infrastructure changes as well, and that's really important. And also making public transport really efficient by having bus lanes and safe ways to get to bus stops and get home.
That was Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe discussing Auckland Transport's proposed speed limit changes.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.